This Morning, America's First News, starts right after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. GEICO.com. Easy.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This Morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Cutting social spending. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koshenka on this Wednesday, October 20th. Glad you're with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
Free college and a clean electricity program are two of the items likely to be cut from President Biden's $3.5 trillion social spending proposal.
The House Select Committee investigating the January riot at the Capitol recommends contempt charges for former Trump advisor Steve Bannon.
All 21 people aboard a private jet in Houston survived after it caught fire following a failed takeoff.
And teen girls seeking medical care for the sudden onset of ticks.
They started to see that there were similarities in the types of ticks that they were presenting. And they ended up learning from some of these young women that they had been watching TikTok videos of people who claimed to have Tourette syndrome and other types of ticks. Prior to the onset of their ticks.
Julie Jargon at the Wall Street Journal on TikTok videos as a factor for teen girls developing physical and verbal ticks during the pandemic. The congressional panel looking into the January assault on the U.S. Capitol has voted to recommend holding former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in criminal contempt for defying a congressional subpoena. The approval by the House Select Committee is likely to kick off a legal battle that tests the extent of executive privileges claimed by a former president and whether those protections apply to conversations or advice from private citizens. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Based on the committee's investigation, it appears that Mr. Bannon had substantial advance knowledge of the plans for January 6th and likely had an important role in formulating those plans.
The full House is expected to vote tomorrow on certifying the contempt resolution, referring the matter to the Justice Department for potential prosecution. Refusing to comply with a congressional subpoena makes you potentially liable for contempt of Congress, and a conviction can result in a fine and a jail term of up to 12 months. In order to get more support for a giant social and climate spending package that has divided Democrats on Capitol Hill, President Biden has identified programs that are likely to be eliminated from the proposal. The Wall Street Journal says Mr. Biden indicated to party leaders that 2 years of tuition-free community college likely won't be in the bill, nor would a clean electricity program. Those two provisions are just a part of the wide-ranging social policy and climate bill Democrats are attempting to craft. Washington State Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal.
The president did talk about how this is ultimately a $0 bill because it's all paid for. It's paid for in part, in large part through taxes on the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
Initially set to cost $3.5 trillion, Mr. Biden is now trying to rally the progressive and moderate wings of the party around a new framework with a price tag of around $2 trillion. Some lawmakers said they were optimistic Democrats could reach a deal by the end of this week. Scary moments at a small airport outside Houston. A private jet burst into flames during a takeoff attempt yesterday, but all 21 people on board managed to escape without serious injury. The FAA says the McDonnell Douglas MD-87 was departing the Houston Executive Airport just after 10 a.m. when it rolled through a fence and caught fire. All 18 passengers and 3 crew members were able to get out safely. 2 people were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Tim Gibson is with Waller County Fire and EMS.
They were stunned. They were very, very stunned, but they did all self-extricate. We can't tell you how they did that or in what method. And the plane was fully involved when we arrived.
Passengers were headed to Boston to see the Houston Astros play the Red Sox in Game 4 of the American League Championship Series. The plane is registered to J. Allen Kent, who owns Flair Builders, a custom home builder based in Houston. The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate the cause.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything it has at you. And to succeed, you need someone to guide you through. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PCs and tech advice to help you navigate whatever challenges you're up against and get you safely to where you want to be. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
Innovation. Resilience. Agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Wednesday. More COVID-19 vaccine information for us to digest, with the FDA expected to allow fully vaccinated Americans to get COVID booster shots that are different than the vaccine they initially received. What should we know? In-depth analysis from Dr. Dean Finelli, pharmaceutical expert and attorney with Cooley LLP in Washington, D.C. Dean, a lot of new info coming at us.
Yeah, definitely a lot of information coming out in the latest with regard to boosters. As we recall, the Pfizer booster has already been authorized for those high-risk people, not for the public at large. The FDA will meet to discuss authorizing a booster for both Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. In that case, or in those cases, the Moderna booster would be similar to the Pfizer booster for individuals after 6 months after their final vaccination of the two-dose vaccination. For J&J, it would be 2 months after that shot, so a little sooner for J&J. And as you recall, the J&J vaccine didn't have as high efficacy as the mRNA vaccines, but nonetheless, all are very effective. But the need for a booster is certainly in high-risk people becoming more of a necessity as additional data comes out. And I think it won't be surprising to most people that at some point we're all going to need a booster.
Yeah. All right. So does it concern you that this was kind of a relatively small group that was studied for this?
Not so much. I think there's a lot of data out there. I think what the one thing, you know, when we think about boosters, I think looking at the data for boosters, the data is there. What I think is really not there yet is this idea of mixing and matching the booster, wherein if you've gotten the Pfizer initial vaccination, you're fully vaccinated with Pfizer, you go and get as your booster perhaps the Moderna vaccine. So I don't think, at least in my opinion, the data is there to support that, because, you know, we don't know which mix and matching is the best. Do you want to even use J&J as a booster for an mRNA vaccine? Likely not. But nonetheless, I think there's still questions out there. At this point, I think the data supports giving the same booster as the original vaccine, but there's a lot of doctors out there, and there is data out there that's being produced that's showing mixing and matching does work. But at least in my opinion, I think it's a little premature, but we'll have to see. The FDA could certainly come and say mixing and matching of boosters is appropriate.
We're speaking with Dr. Dean Finelli, pharmaceutical expert and attorney with Cooley LLP in Washington, D.C. We're talking about mixing and matching COVID shots and boosters. You think the FDA ultimately endorses a booster? Because it seems the Moderna has done well when in support of the Pfizer and J&J vaccine.
Yeah, I think without a doubt the FDA is supporting a booster. You know, I think at this point, when it comes to the mRNA, probably not across the board for the general public. When it comes to J&J, it'll likely be for everyone who's gotten J&J will probably be eligible for a booster within 2 months after their shot. But again, you know, when you talk about this mixing and matching, at least in my opinion, I think we do need a little more data, because I think it will add to confusion. You know, people who've gotten the J&J, if they're then going to get as a booster one of the mRNA vaccines, as you mentioned, Moderna, the data there shows that when giving Moderna as a booster as compared to an initial shot that's a J&J vaccine, the results are extremely positive. The immune response is much greater than giving as a booster, the same J&J shot. But that data is not there yet for Pfizer, at least I haven't seen it. So that may lead to confusion of, okay, if you're getting a booster for your J&J and it's going to be Pfizer, you know, you don't want people turning it down or for some reason thinking they're not getting the best treatment. So I think at this point, a little premature, but we'll have to see what the FDA comes down with.
Thanks, Dean. Dr. Dean Finelli, pharmaceutical expert and attorney with Cooley LLP in Washington. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, here's Jennifer Koschenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
The Select Committee investigating the deadly Capitol riot has voted to advance criminal contempt proceedings for Steve Bannon. After the one-time advisor to former President Trump refused to comply with a subpoena, Committee Chairman Benny Thompson of Mississippi.
Mr. Bannon stands alone in his complete defiance of our subpoena. That's not acceptable.
The vote came a day after Trump filed a lawsuit aiming to block the committee from obtaining records related to the January 6th insurrection. An attorney for Bannon had asked Thompson to delay the contempt vote by 1 week in light of the lawsuit, but Thompson refused.
Number two.
President Biden has informed Democratic lawmakers he is optimistic they can reach an agreement on a social spending plan capped at about $1.9 trillion, a spending target that would mark a significant reduction from the vast economic overhaul he initially envisioned, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
This was just his approach, the president's approach today, again, based on 5 decades in Washington, about how to get into the nitty-gritty details, which is often what these meetings are about, to make progress and move things forward.
The downsized spending plan could include less money for affordable public housing, child tax credits, and paid leave.
Number three.
Nicholas Cruz is scheduled to plead guilty today to 17 counts of first-degree murder for the 2018 shooting massacre at Marjory Stoneman High School in Parkland, Florida. The guilty plea would set the stage for a penalty trial in which 12 jurors will determine whether Cruz should be sentenced to death or life in prison without parole. A Navy report has concluded there were sweeping failures by commanders, crew members, and others that fueled the July 2020 arson fire that destroyed the USS Bonhomme Richard, calling the massive 5-day blaze in San Diego preventable and unacceptable. While one sailor has been charged with setting the fire, the report lists 36 officers and sailors whose failings either directly led to the ship's loss or contributed to it. The findings detail widespread lapses in training, fire preparedness, and equipment maintenance. We may not be too far away from a day when people needing life-saving organ transplants get them from pigs. A medical team at NYU has successfully attached a pig kidney to a human body and watched it work. Pig heart valves have been used successfully in humans for decades.
That is something. What a development that would be, shrinking that organ wait list.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks, Jen. Coming up next, teen girls suffering from ticks. No matter what kind of wireless plan you have from any of the big wireless providers, they've all got one thing in common. The catch. The part where too good to be true has too many extra charges to be worth it. But Mint Mobile figured it out. They offer premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. What's the catch? There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is they only sell wireless service online. No retail overhead saves them and you a lot of money. You can also keep your number and your phone. No losing your existing contacts. And get unlimited talk, text, and high-speed data on the nation's largest 5G network. Again, for as low as $15 a month. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/Gordon. That's mintmobile.com/Gordon. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Gordon.
Thanks for being with us. Teenage girls across the globe have been showing up at doctor's offices with ticks, physical jerking movements, and verbal outbursts since the start of the pandemic. Something they have in common, apparently, TikTok. In-depth analysis from Julie Jargon, columnist at The Wall Street Journal. Julie, what's up here?
Yeah, so in the last several months, doctors began noticing that a lot of teenage girls were coming to their offices exhibiting various tics, both physical movements that they couldn't control, some verbal outbursts. And as more and more patients started coming to doctors' offices around the country and even around the world, they started to see that there were similarities in the types of tics that they were presenting. And they ended up learning from some of these young women that they had been watching TikTok videos of people who claim to have Tourette syndrome and other types of tics prior to the onset of their tics. So doctors started looking at TikTok, and there are lots and lots of videos of influencers who display tics in various videos. And those tics were also very similar to what they were seeing in their patients. So they started to piece together this theory that a lot of these girls might have developed their tics based on, partially at least, based on watching TikTok videos of other people with tics.
So in some ways, then, is this a self-fulfilling prophecy?
Well, you know, the doctors say that this is not something girls are doing on purpose, and it's not even something they can really control, but that sometimes when people are under stress, they can exhibit physical symptoms of their stress in ways that they've actually witnessed before. And one doctor told me that he has seen patients in the past who had non-epileptic seizures. And in many of those cases, while those particular people didn't have epilepsy, they had witnessed the seizures of relatives who had epilepsy.
Wow.
It's really kind of fascinating how the brain works, not fully understood.
It's incredible. We're speaking with Julie Jargon, family and tech columnist at The Wall Street Journal. And she's written a really fascinating piece entitled "Teen Girls Are Developing Tics. Doctors Say TikTok Could Be a Factor." What do we as parents do, Julie?
You know, doctors advise parents who start to see their children exhibiting tics to, first of all, try to ask their child, you know, if they've been watching any social media, any TikTok videos of people with tics, and if so, to try to, you know, get the children to stop doing that for a while. And if the tics are so severe that they're interrupting daily life, making it hard to go to school and pay attention, that it's best to try to see a specialist early on. There are a lot of pediatric movement disorder specialists around the country. The Tourette Association of America recommends a number of hospitals and clinics and doctors for their treatment of tics, and that is a good place to start, to try to get in with a specialist who understands this. A lot of times these specialists recommend that people receive cognitive behavioral therapy, which are techniques that kids can use to learn how to recognize what might set off their tics and what to do about them, just to sort of unlearn the behavior.
Okay.
And also, you know, don't overreact. That's another bit of advice.
Thanks, Julie. Julie Jargon, columnist at The Wall Street Journal. 30 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. This is pretty sobering. Every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or ID theft. And even worse, 23% never recover their money. If you think it can happen to you, that's what they're counting on. But now, there's Aura. Aura is all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and more. And Aura alerts you to fraud and threats fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. It's a new type of security service that protects all of your online information with one simple subscription. Aura is easy to set up, and all plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds and experienced U.S.-based customer support that's got your back. Right now, Aura is offering our listeners early access and 3 free months when you visit aura.com/Gordon. Go to aura.com/Gordon to get access before anyone else and 3 months for free. That's aura.com/Gordon.
The news without the nonsense. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Wednesday, October 20th. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Contempt charges recommended for former Trump advisor Steve Bannon over the Capitol riot. President Biden names programs likely to be cut from Democrats' social spending proposal. A drought emergency declared for all of California now. GE and Union Pacific are the latest big companies to impose COVID vaccine mandates for their workers. Portuguese police seized 5 tons of cocaine on a yacht. Street value, 230 mil. And the football player who showed good hands in delivering his new baby. That story in about 20 minutes. This portion of the program is brought to you by Lightstream. Apply today for a fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan, and you could save thousands in interest. Go to lightstream.com /deal. Americans are buying everything they can get their hands on, and they'd be buying even more if it weren't for supply chain snarls. That's what the National Retail Federation says. Those shortages seem so ubiquitous that the term everything shortage is now being used liberally to describe consumers' frustration as they try to get goods of all sorts like paper towels, milk, toys, and more. More from Emma Cosgrove, senior transportation reporter at Insider. Emma set this up.
We've been stuck inside. Basically, consumers have really changed their behavior in the last 18 months, and that has led to us buying a lot of stuff. The data bears that out, and the supply chain professionals that I talk to every day in my job reporting on logistics tell me that they have been running flat out for 18 months, and port congestion has been an issue for most of this year. I've been writing about it since January. The trade press has been writing about it since longer than that. That doesn't mean, I don't mean to say that it's not coming to some sort of apex at the moment, because it is, but what we're seeing and what consumers might be experiencing isn't really a shortage, it's a backlog. And I think that's an important distinction, because a shortage speaks to sort of the base of the supply chain. Do we actually have raw materials that aren't available?
Okay.
Make us not able to make things? Right now, we're having trouble getting things where they need to be. And that includes shipping containers themselves and the equipment that ports need. So a lot of stuff isn't in the right place, and that is what consumers are seeing right now.
Explain what you wrote about your piece about the inventory to sales ratio.
Yeah, the inventory to sales ratio is probably the number one metric that supply chain professionals tell me they watch. And that talks about how much stuff is in the country versus how much stuff Americans are buying. The U.S. is one of the few countries that tracks this metric, which makes it really interesting. And it's not a literal in-out. I think that leads to some confusion, but it does tell us what the conditions are right now, which means we are purchasing a lot of stuff at a rate that is faster than we can bring it in. And that has been the case for a while. That is the number that demonstrates the backlog I've been talking about. And until that number improves, we will not have caught up on the backlog. And that number probably won't improve until the second quarter of next year, to be optimistic.
Wow. We're speaking with Emma Cosgrove, senior transportation reporter at Insider. She's written a piece talking about how it's not just supply chain issues that are causing us to run short of stuff. It's because we're buying so much stuff. There are actual shortages, though. I think you referenced in your story, like furniture for one, right? The semiconductor chips.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've got a real problem with foam right now. There's a real problem with semiconductors. There are probably a ton of others in industries that I haven't really dug into. And those are the ones that are going to be more protracted. The ones that, like semiconductors, hold up so many categories, including trucks, which are very important for shipping. So everything's interconnected, which makes it very complicated. But yeah, if you're not dealing with a sort of base of the supply chain shortage, then what you're seeing in terms of like apparel or consumer goods is mostly this sort of transportation issue. And there are folks who are working on it every single hour of every single day.
Yeah.
They're just, they're shoveling as fast as they can, you know?
You open one paragraph with a sentence that says, warehouses are full, ports are jammed, transportation prices are at record highs. I mean, you probably asked this yourself. When does this ease up?
Yeah, it depends on who you ask. And I ask a lot of people. I ask everyone I talk to. I spoke to someone who was in trucking and sort of the high-end expensive trucking for products like e-commerce and electronics. And they said they're pretty optimistic that it's going to be sort of a March, April, May let up. I've seen other folks who think like next summer. The issue that makes it really unpredictable is that we keep having these sort of discrete events in the world that then put a pause on a link in the supply chain. So like an airport in China goes down for a couple of days because of a positive COVID test, or a port terminal goes down for a week because of a positive COVID test, or there's a weather event. All of these things sort of add up.
Thanks, Emma. Emma Cosgrove, senior transportation reporter at Insider. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says ports there, in contrast, are already open at all hours and can handle a lot more business than they already do.
If it's because ships are sitting off the coast somewhere else and they can be rerouted here and we can get all those shelves stocked, then we want to be a part of that solution.
Last week, you'll recall the White House said the Port of Los Angeles had vowed to start opening 24 hours a day, but the port has yet to lay out a timeline for when that might happen. It's 20 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Coming up next, the mic drop. Hey, do you ever feel boxed in by your wardrobe that you have to choose between comfort and style? Well, the founder of Cuts felt that way, so he reinvented the idea of work leisure apparel from the ground up, starting with the basic t-shirt. The result is a shirt stylish enough for the boardroom or the broadcast booth. I love shirts from Cuts. They're the most comfortable, most durable, and the most fashionably flexible. I've worn them with shorts and sandals and also under a suit jacket. And now they've got another innovation. Cuts always-on joggers are pants designed to never take a day off, even when you do. From working out to eating out, Cuts always-on joggers fit you and the situation perfectly with comfort that never quits and style that never disappoints. They're the choice of elite athletes like Patrick Mahomes, Damian Lillard, and Bryce Harper. It's not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's work leisure apparel for the sport of business. Get 15% off your first order at cutsclothing.com/Gordon. That's cutsclothing.com/Gordon for 15% off your first order.
Today's mic drop is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Wednesday. It is time now for the mic drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, we've done plenty of stories over the years about people calling 911 for non-emergencies, like their pizza being cold or a haircut that went wrong. And the authorities are typically not happy when this happens, but it's hard to be mad at a four-year-old who just wants to show the cops how cool his toys are. The Wellington, New Zealand police shared audio of a call on social media, along with a picture of the boy. The preschooler called an emergency number and told the dispatcher, who he called Police Lady, that he's got some toys for them and asked them to come over and see them. Rather than ignore the boy's wishes, the dispatcher sends an officer, identified only as Constable Kurt, to check out the array of toys at the boy's house. Constable Kurt was able to confirm that the boy's toys were indeed cool and was also able to have a good education chat with him about the proper use of the emergency number, which is 111 in New Zealand.
I'm not sure at the age of four I would have had that awareness. Yeah. To just pick up the phone and call anybody.
Right.
Let alone hit 111.
Well, I guess, you know, when you're that age, the one number that your parents will tell you about is the emergency number, right?
So they'll probably
say, if something happens to mommy and daddy, call this number and tell them that you're in trouble. So at that age, that's the only number, the only person you know to call is that number, right? And it's only three numbers, 111, right?
Yes. I don't know.
Super easy to call.
And I was dealing with a rotary phone when I was 4 years old, so I'm not sure I was that coordinated at the age of four.
I don't remember having
that conversation.
Yeah, communication a little bit easier these days, I suppose.
Constable Kurt, by the way.
Yeah.
It sounds like a kid's TV show now.
Right, yeah.
I think there's a spinoff coming.
I think he's getting his own TV show at some point. And just when you think that we have educated the public about making sure they check their lottery tickets, we get another story of a multi-million dollar jackpot that was nearly lost. A Canadian man says he forgot a ticket he bought was in his wallet, carrying it around for months without checking it. Nearly 2 months later, Jerry Knott was visiting Winnipeg for his daughter's wedding and noticed the ticket in his wallet. He took the ticket to a store to use the scanner and at first thought he won a nice prize of $20,000, but the store's clerk told him to take a second look. Knott had actually won the drawing's jackpot equal to just over $16 million American dollars.
Oh,
$16 million in his wallet.
Could you imagine?
Walking around for 2 months.
Imagine telling his, he was in town for a wedding, he said, right? His daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen, sweetheart. We're changing plans.
Right.
You get to invite 300 more guests.
Yes.
Right. Everybody gets a limo. Wow.
Destination wedding in Hawaii, everybody.
Oh,
it's on
goodness.
Me.
Right, right. I'm paying for everybody. Fly tomorrow. That's unbelievable. Good story. Thanks, Mike. 13 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But to cruise through challenges, you need someone who's right there with you. That's what Dell Technologies advisors do. They have the Windows PCs and tech advice you need to get past whatever's in front of you and get where you want to go. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
Don't forget to check out a podcast of the program. You can find it on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com, or on all the popular podcast platforms. The high levels of Americans quitting their jobs in August seems to be a good indication that people are not happy, and also that they see better opportunities elsewhere. Money.com listed the jobs being quit the most lately. Number one, nurses, healthcare workers, and hospital employees. During the pandemic, you'll recall, they were asked to work extra long hours under tense circumstances, and the pay often is not great. Number two on the list, childcare and residential facility workers. Money.com says low pay is probably the biggest reason for the shortage. Daycare workers usually make only around $12 an hour. Number three on the list, hotel and restaurant workers. As many employees and union activists say, the nation is not suffering a labor shortage so much as a wage shortage. And number four, retail workers. More than 2 million of them were laid off by the spring of 2020 due to shutdowns, and many of the employees who kept their jobs found themselves on the front line of the pandemic, of course, exposing themselves to the coronavirus. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
President Biden met with members of the two warring factions of Democratic lawmakers yesterday in a bid to salvage his sprawling economic agenda. By late in the day, there were early signs of progress toward a compromise. And White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called the talks constructive. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is also optimistic.
The pace has picked up. The desire to get it done is strong. And as I said, universal agreement in the room. We have to come to an agreement.
Initially set to cost about $3.5 trillion, the compromise bill is closer to $2
trillion. Number two.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration says three GOP-led states, Arizona, Utah, and South Carolina, could lose their state-based authority to oversee workplace safety due to their unwillingness to adopt certain COVID rules related to healthcare facilities. OSHA, an agency within the Labor Department, has given 22 states the ability to control workplace safety regulations and laws so long as they implement strong regulations and follow guidelines put forth on a federal level. OSHA says the three states are not yet in compliance.
Number three.
A private jet burst into flames during a takeoff attempt at a small airport outside Houston yesterday, but all 21 people on board managed to escape without serious injury. Texas Public Safety Department spokesman Stephen Woodard.
The actual airplane rolled down the runway, struck an actual fence, and from there became disabled.
All 18 passengers and three crew members were able to get out safely. The passengers were headed to Boston to see the Houston Astros play the Red Sox in Game 4 of the ALCS. The FBI is searching two properties linked to a Russian billionaire with ties to President Vladimir Putin. The raids of two houses connected to Oleg Deripaska, located in Washington, D.C. and New York, are being carried out on the basis of two court orders connected to U.S. sanctions. Facebook may soon have a new name. According to The Verge, Facebook plans to change its company name next week in order to align its brand name more toward the metaverse that CEO Mark Zuckerberg envisions, with less focus on its namesake social network. Instagram, WhatsApp, and Oculus are also currently under the Facebook umbrella.
Fakebook. Would that be a good one?
Interesting timing, isn't it?
Right. That might generate some interest. Thank you, Jen. 6 minutes in front of the hour. Coming up next, the pro football player who also, apparently, delivers babies. Some people treat investing like a game, but not Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Their digitally managed portfolios are backed by over 150 years of financial experience. So play games with your money or put it to work with a digitally managed portfolio from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Go to Marcus.com to learn more. Brokerage and advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member SIPC. Investments involve risk and may lose value. Thanks for being with us. Jacksonville Jaguars defensive end Dwayne Smoot might have just the best hands on the team. ESPN says Smoot helped his wife Amari deliver the couple's second child early yesterday morning in their Jacksonville home. The team said they were about to leave for the hospital around 4 a.m. when Amari fell. A team official said Smoot caught her, but there wasn't enough time to get to the hospital before the baby was born. Smoot called 911, and paramedics talked him through tying the umbilical cord. Daughter Alani Moon Smoot was born in the couple's living room. Smoot obviously missed yesterday's workouts at the Jags facility, but he called into a team meeting and told the story and was roundly cheered. The The couple, by the way, also has a two-year-old son named Amir. Smoot is coming off a weekend where he had two tackles and a quarterback hit in the team's last-second win over the Dolphins in London, their first victory of the season. The Jags, fortunately, have a bye this week. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy.